this is Sarah. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she pretend to be homeless to get free food? Whoa! Does she make her boyfriends wait 2 years before sex? Whoa! Or does she work as a nude art model 5 days a week? Whoa! We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Singles bear it all for a chance to find new love. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a radio producer from St. Louis. Please welcome Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi.
Very nice to meet you. Now, what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, Jerry, I work for a radio station,
yeah.
And I have to have my man love music. Because music's a big thing for me, especially the Macarena.
The Macarena.
I know it's old. The Macarena is pretty old, but it's one of my favorites. It's an oldie but goodie, right? I also love to eat. I'm a big foodie, so he better know his way around the kitchen.
Well, let's see if we can give you some help.
Okay.
Now, I saw the guys backstage. They're good-looking guys.
Okay.
I don't know that much about them yet, and they did bring their baggage. But you want to meet them anyway?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let's do it. Okay, he's a personal trainer from Martinez, California. Please welcome Eddie.
Hey, Sarah, I'm Eddie. A little bit goofy. I can also have a serious side, but I really hope that I win so I can show you how charming I am.
Oh, how nice is that? Up next, he's a baker from San Francisco. Say hello to Yev.
Hi, Sarah. My name's Yev. I'm an educated, fun-loving kind of guy, and I love to make jokes, so if you pick me, I'll make you smile.
And finally, he's a bartender from Alexandria, Egypt. Give it up for Kareem.
Hey, Sarah, my name is Kareem, and I love cooking amazing food. I'm Egyptian and Italian, so if you love food, you better be with me.
Whoa, there you go. Okay, well, as you can see, our three guys brought along three bags that get bigger each time their secret grows. This way, Sarah can determine in just minutes who she'd like to take on a date. So, gentlemen, it is time to uncover your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Eddie. Dogs make my skin crawl.
That is a huge concern of mine. My dog recently passed away. I have a shrine, and I love dogs. So I don't know, but maybe you haven't met the right dog. I mean,
That could be it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that your dog just passed. But Jerry, like I said, you know, I'm a personal trainer. Do a lot of running with my clients, a lot of running on the beach, and I find a lot of dogs are untrained, and it's hard to deal with them coming up to me, so.
Okay. Yev, please reveal your baggage. I talk to my mom 2 hours a day via webcam.
Where are you gonna find time for me? I mean, if you're talking to your mom for 2 hours on the phone.
What is that about?
Well, I just moved to Los Angeles area from San Francisco, so
oh.
She wants to keep tabs on me and make sure
yeah.
I'm doing well. That I'm eating,
yeah. Mom is
doing my laundry. It's funny that you bring it up because this is the time that I talk to my mom. Actually, I think she's here, so.
She's in the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Well, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Nice to see you. It's very nice to have you with us. Thank you. That's good. Very nice. Yeah. All right. Kareem. I always carry 17 meditation crystals in my pocket.
I love meditation. I love spirituality. So that might be a good thing. So he's very.
Oh. Very good. Okay. Kareem, it does sound different. Why do you do that?
Well, let me tell you, Sarah, if you like meditation, you would love crystals. You would block other people's bad energy, and you would always feel happy and good.
Okay.
Up next, Sarah kicks someone's bag to the curb. Plus, see who turns sex into a spectator sport right after this. Smallest baggage. We've got Eddie, who says that dogs make his skin crawl. Yev, who talks to his mom 2 hours a day via webcam. And Karim, who always carries 17 meditation crystals in his pocket. So, Sarah, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means unveiling another salacious secret. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Sarah decides which baggage is weighing her down, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to display more baggage. Bag number one. I'll dump a woman if she's 5 minutes late. Bag number two. I wake up at 2:45 p.m. every day. What? Bag number three. I have a one-night stand every weekend. And a burning sensation every month. That doesn't sound good. Okay, I tell you what we're gonna do now. Let's take a look at what your concerns are with each one of these bags, okay?
All right.
Let's start right here. I have a one-night stand every weekend.
Okay, come on, Jerry. I need a man to commit, and that shows me that he can. One-night stand every weekend?
Yeah. I wake up at 2:45 p.m. every day.
Red flag.
Yeah.
It shows he's a partier, that he can't commit. I mean, 2:45, sleep until... I've never heard of that.
I'll dump a woman if she's 5 minutes late.
Okay, Jerry, we need some flexibility there. I'm trying, 5 minutes. What if I'm trying to look nice, you know, to go out with him or something?
Sure. But look at the bright side. If you want to dump him, just be late. Okay, Sarah, now it's time to decide which bag you can handle. And when you do, well, the guy that claims that particular bag will be going home. So, which one of these is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... I'll dump a woman if she's 5 minutes late.
Whoa, okay. Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, Jerry, you know, I hold myself to high standards, so, you know, I expect the women that I'm dating to do the same.
Well, I'm sorry, Eddie, but it is time to pack up and go.
All right, I'll pack up. Sarah, punctuality is a virtue of kings, and obviously you're no queen.
Whoa! All right. Well, two guys remain. We've got Karim, who has a one-night stand every weekend, and Yev, who wakes up at 2:45 p.m. every day. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
Sarah, here's my biggest bag. Judging by what you're wearing, I don't think I would make $30 for your wardrobe.
Sarah, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Now let's hear what the guys have to say. Yev wakes up at 2:45 p.m. every day. Karim, what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, it's a waste of time and life. I mean, like, life is so beautiful with a lot of places to see and a lot of amazing stuff to do. And, I mean, you know, that's kind of like a vampire life, you know?
Okay, yeah, but what about that?
Well, I have really unconventional work hours. So I work as a baker, so sometimes I could come into work at, like, 12. But look, for a beautiful girl like you, I'll wake up at any point and I'll always make time for you, so don't even worry.
There you go. All right. Now, Kareem has one-night stands every weekend. Yev, what are your thoughts about that?
It's kind of risky. I mean, aren't you worried about, like, collecting STDs or anything like that? Or...
Well, let me tell you something. I only have a one-night stand when I'm single. When I'm in a committed relationship, I never have one-night stands.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, it's time to show off your skills. I'm going to ask you a few questions that will help Sarah get to know you a little better. So let's start off with Yev. Yev, please step into the hot spot. Give me the very first answer you think of, okay? Who do you talk to more, your parents, your exes, or yourself?
No-brainer, my parents.
What's one of your secret obsessions?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's just very charismatic and... I like all his movies. I do.
Sarah's from the Show Me State, so show her something that will excite her.
You know, I would, but I can't show you here.
Sarah loves the Macarena. Start a new dance craze called the Yeb and show her how it's done.
All right.
Sarah, what do you think of his answers?
I really like that dance. It was really nice.
Thank you.
And you'll have to show me that little special something later on.
Kareem, please step into the hot spot. Give me the very first answer that comes to mind. If you were a radio host, would your show be about sports, politics, or sex?
Politics.
What's the first thing you check out on a woman?
Her nails.
What's your sexiest quality?
I would say my eyes.
In your best radio announcer voice, tell Sarah why she'd be number one on your playlist.
Well, you know, Sarah, all I can tell you is you love meditation and you do love food, too, and we would just be a perfect match if you picked me over Yev, so...
There you go. Yeah. Sarah, what do you think of his answers?
I really enjoyed you standing up there and trying to do your radio voice. You complimented me a lot. It was nice, nice. I don't know, your eyes... Just captured me.
There you go. Now, Sarah, don't pop the cork just yet because you haven't seen Yev and Kareem's biggest baggage, and that, of course, could be a real buzzkill. And don't forget, Sarah brought some baggage, too. Did she pretend to be homeless to get free food? Does she make her boyfriends wait 2 years before sex? Or does she work as a nude art model 5 days a week? The truth is coming out right after this. Broadcast a new romance. Now, two single guys are about to open up their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Sarah has to make her final decision. Will she choose Yev, who wakes up after 2 p.m. and talks to his mom 2 hours a day? Or Kareem, who always has 17 crystals and one-night stands? Gentlemen, it is time to disclose your biggest piece of baggage. Yev. I invite spectators into the bedroom. Yeah, what is your concern there?
I mean, do people pay to get in for admission? Like, what's going on? Yeah. I'm not really like that.
This happened from a random experience. I was younger, and I hooked up with this chick in a hotel room while my friends were there. And since then, I don't know, I've kind of been comfortable with it. But you know what? I will close that chapter in my life if you pick me. I promise.
Kareem, please reveal your baggage. I'm arranged to be married. Well,
who's the girl? And am I going to be the second girl on your side? I can't have that. And so I'm trying to live in a long-term, happy relationship.
Well, I'm here because I am single. My father is Egyptian and my mother is Italian, and arranged families are something that's kind of common where I come from.
Sure, I understand that, but you couldn't marry her.
I could.
Why?
I have to say to my parents is no, and I found another amazing, beautiful girl, and I love her, and that's the one I want to marry.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, tell Sarah why she should choose you and not Kareem.
I'm family-oriented. I know this kind of came out of left field, but I really am family-oriented, and I'm still in the process of growing up, and I'm going to catch an STD. I mean, this guy's obviously unsafe.
Kareem, tell Sarah why she should choose you and not Yev.
Well, Sarah, you will travel the world with me, and all I'm going to tell you is if you want to miss on breakfast every morning, you can be with Yev. If you want to have beautiful breakfast in bed, you can be with me, so.
Well, it is time to choose. Will it be Yev, who talks to his mom 2 hours a day via webcam, wakes up at 2:45 in the afternoon every day, and invites spectators into the bedroom? Or will it be Kareem, who always carries 17 meditation crystals in his pocket, has one-night stands every weekend, and is arranged to be married?
All right, Yev, the pro is that you are family-oriented, and that, you know, that's something that means a lot to me. The con is that you wake up at 2:45 in the bed. I don't know if I can do that. And you invite spectators in the bedroom. Kareem, I love that you meditate. I think that's so positive and it makes bring good life. The cooking factor is obviously a plus. The arranged marriage is a problem, you know.
Okay, it's time to send one of these guys packing.
I'm sorry, Kareem. You have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Kareem. It is time to pack up and go.
Well, Sarah, wish we could have had a one-night stand, but I mean...
But good for you, Yev and Sarah. But it's not over yet. You see, will Yev be with her after seeing her big baggage? We'll find out right after this. Just chosen Yev here for a nice date, but the tables have turned, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Sarah's big red bag? Did she pretend to be homeless to get free food? Does she make her boyfriends wait 2 years before sex? Or does she work as a nude art model 5 days a week? Yev, what is the toughest baggage for you to accept of those three possibilities, and
why? I guess,
why?
Making your boyfriend wait 2 years before having sex. I mean, I like intimacy, and yeah. I can wait, but 2 years is a little much, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what it is, all right? Sarah, please reveal your baggage. Boyfriends wait 2 years before sex. Mm.
Why particularly would you say
that? Well, I think having a relationship's very sacred.
Yes.
And I think two is just a number that I chose, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that we should get to know each other before getting intimate in bed. It's something.
All right, so I have to ask you now, Yev, can you accept Sarah's baggage?
You know what, Sarah? I do need to grow up, and you are worth the wait, so I accept your baggage.
Whoa, congratulations! I love that, Mom! Yev and Sarah will enjoy dinner for two at the world-renowned Mastro's in Beverly Hills. We'll see you next time.
So you have something exciting to show me.
Yeah, but we'll have to wait 2 years for me to show you.
Yeah.